Sunday, y'all. You are listening to Fit to Be Tied with Sheena and Whitney on 90.7 The Capstone, and I kind of like this cooler weather. Like, what do you think?
I really like it, and I'm not really one that likes cold. I don't like cold weather. I like cooler weather.
Yes.
But it's been kind of a nice change in the seasons. Like, I mean, I really like it.
I do too. You know, it feels more seasonally appropriate.
Yes. And
I was talking to my intern earlier this week about how we do like seasons like fall or spring, when it is a true fall and spring where you kind of have more of those just comfortable temperatures mm-hmm. outside, and there's not this extreme coldness or extreme hotness where you're like, oh my gosh, I'm uncomfortable.
I will say I love hot drinks. So like, I like coffee, I like tea, I like eating soup and like that kind of stuff. And ramen's my favorite thing to eat because I like spicy ramen.
Yes.
And so now that it's getting cooler outside, it's more enjoyable to eat these things rather than like in the dead of summer when I was trying to eat my ramen and I was like sweating everywhere. But I love the change in food.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not really a pumpkin spice person. I know everybody's like, oh, pumpkin spice lattes. I'm a hot tea drinker.
Sure.
So I love drinking hot tea and sipping on some soup and feeling all cozy and warm. And of course, I don't think we're quite there to those cold temperatures yet, but it has been a nice change from the Tuscaloosa, Alabama hot weather.
Yes, I agree. And I like how you bring up, you know, more seasonally appropriate for soups. My husband is definitely one of those folks where he will not have any form of a soup during the summer. I can eat soup anytime. To me, just a nice vehicle for adding a lot of like just random deliciousness to a bowl.
Uh-huh.
But he's like, no. He's like, it only happens during a very specific temperature time. So I'm glad that we're entering that now. And also too, I had just gotten back from the beach.
Yeah,
and,
that's right.
It was still really hot. You know,
really?
It was a beer festival happening in October.
Oh,
so
nice.
You would think of like nice crisp fall weather. It was so hot. It was gross.
I was gonna ask you, you said a beer festival. So is it like a lot of different vendors and you're trying beers, kind of like an Oktoberfest?
Yes. So they give you this guide, and so it has like all of the vendors and then the types of beers that they'll have. There was probably at least, I would say at least 150 tents. Yeah, and there would be like three or four at each section. And so it would be, you know, your lagers or IPAs or pilsners. And they give you a little tiny commemorative glass that you use for the tastings. And then in each section, they have water buckets where you can rinse your cup out so
that you can
make sure that you have a clean palate for the next tasting. But what I thought was interesting was there was actually an entire section dedicated to spiked seltzers.
Are you serious?
They called it Seltzer Lane.
Oh, my word.
Which was really up my mother-in-law and my sister-in-law's alley because they're really not beer drinkers.
Mm.
So they were kind of enjoying that. But it was just so funny watching people tasting these spiked seltzers like they're these like wine connoisseurs. They're like, oh, this crisp apple taste. And I'm like, whatever, y'all.
Yeah.
Like, this is just spiked seltzer. Come on.
That's kind of how I feel. I enjoy tasting different beers. I wouldn't call myself necessarily a beer drinker. I think in the fall I like it because some of those like more stout and flavorful beers, and I love like our breweries in town, so that sounds really awesome. But yeah, the seltzer thing, I mean, let's be real, the seltzers are just okay. I mean they're okay.
There's a purpose for them, I feel like.
And
I feel like they're trendy, you know?
And sometimes
I don't like to use the word trendy because it makes it sound like I'm, like, throwing some shade. But, I mean, it is what it is. They're trendy. So.
You know, I will say this. I like drinking the seltzers, like, at the beach and in the summertime and stuff like that because it's not as heavy as drinking a beer.
Mm-hmm.
But then I kind of got over it. I have been into, like, mixing cocktails and, like, trying to be all fancy and, like, find these cool little, like, mixes. And there's this really cool app that you can use that basically tells you exactly, I mean, like, any kind of app, tells you exactly how to mix them and stuff. And it's been increasing my palate for some of these liqueurs, like Galliano and some of these different things. So I'm feeling, like, super posh talking about, like, liqueurs. But it's kind of fun to, you know, do something different and try different things. And I would love to go to that beer festival. I think that'd be awesome.
I think you would enjoy it. You know, if anything else, it's some good people watching.
Yeah.
you know, but anyways, just had to throw out my little vacation time. But of course, as always, we have a great show for y'all, but it's time to take a break. So, you know, grab some water.
Grab a beer. Just kidding.
If you're of age, and wash your hands, do all the things. You are listening to Fit to Be Tied with Sheena and Whitney on 90.7 The Capstone.
Mm-hmm. WVUA-FM, Tuscaloosa.
Welcome back. You are listening to Fit to Be Tied with Sheena and Whitney on 90.7 The Capstone. And if you are just now joining us, you missed a riveting conversation about beer tasting and seltzer tasting from my recent vacation. But we're going to switch gears now.
Yes.
And, you know, we're in the midst of October. You know, we've had a lot of different campus partners come to join us, as well as students. And, you know, our show is Fit to Be Tied. It's about health. And so one of our biggest student organizations on campus is actually Project Health.
Nice.
And I have the pleasure of having Levi Dyson join us today. He has worked with many of the folks in our department on different topics. And so, Levi, thank you for being on the show with Whitney and I.
Of course. Thank you guys for having me.
Absolutely. So, Levi, before we get into, you know, conversation about, you know, what Project Health is, the other things you're involved in, we have to know the details about you.
Of course, we kind of got
to know the skinny. So break it down for us. Hometown, major, all the things. Kind of tell us a little bit about life before UA.
Okay, breakdown. I'm from St. Louis, Missouri. Before UA, I lived there.
Good to know.
Levi, what's your major?
I am a major in psych and econ on the pre-med track. Just kind of take a bunch of classes in different fields, and I guess I'll graduate at the end of next year.
I was about to say, yeah, you'll definitely graduate. Yeah. You'll have like plenty of stuff to, you know, kind of make a degree. I guess even New College, you could head over there and kind of create something there. But yeah, that's awesome. So St. Louis, what was that like growing up in St. Louis?
It was pretty good.
Nice.
I started off going to a private Jewish elementary school, and then I transferred into public school and middle school. My family moved, and we moved into a condo from a house, and that was fun.
Nice.
It's been good. I like St. Louis. It has a lot of opportunity to participate in. I participated in debate in high school, speech and debate, and there's a good little local scene there.
Yeah.
And there's also great restaurants, great
and
music venues.
Nelly's from St. Louis.
Yes, he is.
So we do need to mention
Nelly. Yeah, right. Yeah, you can't forget about
that. So why UA? You know, being a St. Louis boy, what got you to Tuscaloosa?
Yeah, well, I feel like it was April. I was still trying to figure out where to go to school, and UA sent an email increasing my scholarship offer.
Well, there you go, folks.
Yeah, that was pretty decisive. No, but when I came to visit, and I spoke to a Honors College ambassador, and we had lunch, and he took me around campus and just kind of showed me the range of opportunities and just like the wealth of things that students can get involved in.
I'm kind of curious from, you know, living in St. Louis and now being in Tuscaloosa, what year are you in school?
I'm a senior.
You're a senior. Yeah. Okay. So like, how has it been? You know, are there some differences? Well, probably a lot of differences. are there some similarities? Do you enjoy being in Tuscaloosa, being a smaller town?
Yeah. I've come to enjoy being in a smaller town more, and I've realized that it's been really beneficial and a positive experience in the earlier years as well. Definitely when I first got here, it was kind of a culture shock.
Kind of a shock, yeah.
I recently went to Bucky's.
Good for you. We just had that conversation.
We had
I went like
of
a month ago.
Yeah. Yes.
What did you think about it?
I thought it was incredible. And
it's
to me, it was like this, like so everything was just so large.
Yeah.
It was like very like Southern ethos, like amplified into this space.
And the best part about Bucky's are the super clean bathrooms.
Yeah.
Let's be real.
Yeah.
I mean,
that was my favorite part. Yeah, I was like, I just want to keep going. Yeah. I was like, I just keep going to wash my hands. Yeah. Well, that's cool. Yeah. So kind of, Tuscaloosa is definitely a very Southern town. I mean, even like Texas, I feel like Texas, you know, Bucky's originating in Texas or whatever. It still has that kind of Texas feel when you walk in.
Definitely.
But yeah, it's, yeah.
Yeah. I think Tuscaloosa is a little different than like what you or I guess what I envisioned from a southern town. I'm not really sure. I mean, as I've had the opportunity to travel around the South, and I've realized that my perceptions of the South were not really accurate. They were very different. But Tuscaloosa, I think, was even pretty similar to, especially like suburb regions of St. Louis, because there's everything you need, and it's all in strip malls, and everything's all local.
Nice. For sure. Like, no. Just like St. Louis. Well, I love the fact that you brought up Buc-ee's, because I mean, you know, it just has to be brought up. It's a novel thing in our state right now. And you know, Levi, also too, when you were earlier talking about your major and being pre-med, you know, why econ and psych? Like, what was kind of the inspiration with combining those, and then also thinking, I'm going to be a doctor? Like, I kind of want to know the thought process with that.
Because my brain does not work that way.
Well, in my freshman year, I was, like, undecided for basically the whole year. Mm-hmm. And I came in with a lot of college credits, so I jumped straight into upper-level courses mostly. So I had to start off with specializations rather than taking those gen ed classes in those first couple semesters. So I decided to just take a sampling of different classes and different departments. So I took some psych classes and some econ classes and some political science classes that I have never taken again. So I just started off, and I loved my psych classes, and I love my econ classes.
That's awesome.
And I figured out that I wanted to be pre-med too, so I just...
There's definitely a special place for people with in econ classes, because I remember taking econ in college, and that did not make sense to me. My brain just did not work that way, because I was more English-minded and just, I guess, the creativity-minded of, you know, dance and theater and like that kind of stuff. And so I really admire people that can, you know, study the economy, especially how things are kind of little up and down, you know, these last couple years with COVID. Mm-hmm. So pretty interesting stuff. That's cool.
I admire people who can really study the arts like that. I can't dance.
That's what makes the world go round. We have different people for different things. And if we all did the same thing, then it'd be a pretty boring world.
Exactly. True. But, you know, and you brought up a good point, too, because, you know, sometimes I forget we do have so many students, especially now with, you know, students that are taking college classes while they're still in high school, as far as, like, the dual enrollment and all that kind of stuff. So then when you've gotten those cores out of the way, it does force you to start thinking about more of those higher level or specialty classes once you get on campus, because it's like, oh, I can't, you know, I've already taken English 101 and 102 and, you know, my basic maths. Now I got to actually choose something. But, you know, when you were talking about psych and econ, and, you know, when I think about that in the medical world, it's interesting because we do have a physician here on campus at University Medical Center who is both an OBGYN as well as a CPA.
That's so
just,
arena.
You know, when I think about different combinations, and there's someone in my husband's family who's both a doctor and a lawyer, and I just think that's hilarious, because I just automatically think these people are very smart, so.
And I'm curious, I know we're going to have to go to a break soon, but, you know, you sound like you're into your academics, like you're smart, you're well-rounded, educated. What do you kind of do to de-stress? Like, what's kind of something fun that gives you a little balance in your life?
Yeah, that's a great question. It depends, I guess, on how much time I have. Like, if I'm cramming for a test, then I'll probably do something simple, like just try and do a little mindfulness meditation for a couple minutes.
Nice.
I love playing the piano, so it's nice to just kind of
sit
there.
See, you've got the
arts. Yeah, you got some arts.
You got the arts.
I'm not that good.
I bet you're great. Better than me. I just still play. What's the dun 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 dun
chopsticks?
Chopsticks. Yeah, that's awesome.
Well, I guess, you know, Levi, we've got you on the rest of the show. You know, we're going to start diving into a lot of the different things that you're involved in on campus. But, y'all, it's time for another break. You are listening to Fit to Be Tied with Sheena and Whitney on 90.7 The Capstone.
Don't WVUA-FM, Tuscaloosa.
Welcome back, friends. You're listening to Fit to Be Tie with Sheena and Whitney, and today we have Levi on the show, and he's a student here at UA, a senior, and getting to know him, he's kind of eclectic because he's into, you said you're pre-med right now, and psych and economics, and those are all the things that make me a little bit nauseous because that's not how my brain thinks, but it's very cool when we get to have students on the show and our campus partners and faculty staff because I love learning about people and kind of their backgrounds, and it's been really great. So I'm kind of curious, you know, we know kind of what you like to do for fun. You talked about mindfulness to take a break and balance, you know, from your academics and playing the piano. Are you super busy? Like, are you very involved on campus? I know that you're a part of Project Health, but like, are there more things that you're involved in, or have you been able to kind of like categorize it and balance it out?
I feel pretty busy. It's kind of stressful. But I enjoy it, and it makes me feel like I'm really kind of a part of a community, because I have these different communities around campus and in different departments, different regions that I am familiar with, and it just makes me feel like home.
Yeah, and I'm kind of curious, like Project Health, Sheena, I know that you get to work with them, I guess, way more than me. I normally get to work with them through you guys, mm-hmm. but I'm kind of curious, Levi, like, what made you decide to become a member of Project Health? Like, what was that moment where you're like, I want to do that?
Well, coming into college, I decided that I wanted to be a part of three different kinds of clubs. Uh-huh. One was like Model UN, because that honors ambassador that I was talking about had told me.
Which, can we just say, BTS did, you know, speak at the UN recently. So
of
just
course.
I'm going to throw that out there.
You have to throw that out there. Absolutely.
I love BTS. Anyway, continue.
So they told me that UA paid for travel. And so I was like, ooh, I got to get in there.
Yeah, that sounds fantastic.
Yeah. Yes.
and then an a cappella choir I wanted to join, and I'm a part of No Strings Attached.
Oh, my gosh. Okay,
this is the rest of the show. This is all we're talking about.
So, Levi, you were all like, oh, I'm not into the arts.
Yeah, what's up with that?
You just mentioned piano playing, the a cappella group, which I am a fan of. I've watched the performances live stream, and I've watched them live before. But
and you've watched Pitch Perfect.
Yes, we have established this. So, okay, anyways, go on. Just had to get really excited about that.
Actually, can I ask you, with the a cappella group, like what, I guess not position, but what do you sing? Are you tenor, bass?
Yeah.
Like
what? Yeah, I sing bass.
Listeners, can you hear that?
Yeah.
Right now?
Man, that's great. What sparked that? Have you always sang, or you just were like, I want to sing today. I'm going to join this group.
I sang in elementary school.
Nice.
And I was going to join either the choir or the band, and I joined the band. And I was in like this honors choir in sixth grade. I've just always liked this.
That's cool.
That's awesome. Well, I'm just, you know, yeah. So I just like how you're subtly like, and then I'm also in No Strings Attached.
Yeah.
But that sounds like such a great diversity of groups. And, you know, and then I know also that you are part of UA's Advisory Council on Wellness with Dr. Perez. And so I am going to grill you on some questions with that. But as far as Project Health goes, I'd love to know, like, kind of what are your main tasks as president of the organization, and what has that experience been like for you so far?
Yeah, it's been a great experience. I wanted to get involved in an organization just like Project Health because I wanted to hone and work on my speaking skills, my communication skills generally, and also try and help my campus community, make it a little bit of a better place, make our community healthier. And I think Project Health has been really the perfect place to do that. And being president has been exceptionally great, it's not really a word, experience. I help out with the meetings. I run those, and I make the PowerPoints for the meetings, and organize our speakers, like the lovely Sheena Gregg.
Shout out.
Now, Levi, okay, I have to ask, are you an introvert or an extrovert?
I would say I'm more introverted.
I appreciate you sharing that, because I think sometimes, especially when students see the Project Health organization on campus, especially our Health Hut, because it seems to be one of the more visible and physical entities on campus, I think sometimes students have this thought, thinking, oh, I could never do that. I'm not extroverted. Yeah. So I love for you as an introvert, not only being heavily involved in the organization, but also serving as the president, you know, that kind of, that serves as a great way of marketing for getting students of any kind of affect to, to come and join. Because you guys are going through recruitment right now as far as applications for members,
we
right?
We are, the applications are open until the end of the month. If you go on the Project Health Instagram, the link to the application will be right there, and while you're there, you can also follow the Instagram.
Yeah, so I just had to bring up the point. You pegged me as an introvert, and I had to bring that up because I wanted to make sure listeners knew that, you know, Project Health is for everybody. It's not just your in-your-face, like, hey, do you want to hear this health information? But I think, you know, the value of having an introvert that can really have those good one-on-one conversations with groups about health topics, whether they be sensitive or more commonplace.
And speaking of health topics, do you have a favorite health topic or something that you're passionate about that, you know, when you're thinking about getting a guest speaker, you kind of always go to that health topic because you just find that you're fond of it? Do you have something like that?
That's a great question.
Yeah.
I think I'd say, since I'm a psych major and I'm interested in becoming a psychiatrist, I think that mental health generally, that general topic area, has always interested me. Before I was the president, I was a part of the new Healthy Minds branch.
Nice.
Yeah, our speakers, usually we try and get people on different topics, and I think that's part of what's great about Project Health. We talk about all kinds of topics, and personally, I think that they're all really fascinating and interesting.
So, Advisory Council on Wellness. I have to tell you, Dr. Perez, he started off our semester, and, you know, whenever he talks about his Advisory Council on Wellness, whether it was on the radio show or when I've interacted with him in other ways, I mean, he really talks about his group of students like this, upper crust, like super secret society that he respects, like the opinion, like, I mean, just with the grandest regard. So I want to know, what is that selection process like? Did you apply? Were you appointed? You know, did you get, you know, stolen in the middle of the night for this initiation and, you know, do all the crazy things? So what's been that experience like?
It was crazy to get the nomination and ultimately be accepted onto the council. Just like being the president, I never thought I would be the president of Project Health. I never thought I'd be on the advisory council. So it's been an incredible opportunity because Dr. Perez is just such a, he's just so kind and he's so wise. But the selection process wasn't anything scary, really.
Thank you for thank you for debunking my assumptions there.
It was just like I was nominated by Annika Ames, I think, and just because I was helping with the Circling Back newsletter launch. And so then there was a written application, and I just tried to be creative, be myself, and an in-person interview, and I just tried to, I guess, do what I'm doing on the on this podcast.
And now you're a guest star on a podcast. It's like it just keeps snowballing and keeps going. I think that's awesome. And, you know, in the Division of Student Life and all the areas that we work with, we're always looking to develop students. Like, when I hire instructors to teach classes, I do hire a lot of introverts that would never think that they would want to get in front of a class to teach. It's really cool how these types of opportunities provide these transferable skills into the workforce. And I think that, you know, for you, you want to be a psychiatrist or into economics, you play the piano, you sing. I mean, you have, even though you are an introvert, you have found all these extracurricular activities on campus that are kind of helping you figure out, like, what you really want to do. So I think it's great. I'm excited for another segment.
I am too. I mean, Levi, I'm going to go ahead and peg you as a Renaissance man because you're very well-rounded in all of these areas. But y'all, we're taking a break. You'll catch us on the flip side. You're listening to Fit to Be Tied with Sheena and Whitney on 90.7 The Capstone.
WVUA-FM, Tuscaloosa.
Welcome back, everybody. I am trying to hold myself together because I'm laughing because we just had the conversation about the Waze app and how you can change the voice. And my favorite one is when they sing to you, when you're gonna turn the next. Like the boy band one, it cracks me up. And I forgot I had that on and we were in the car driving and it started singing and it was the best thing ever. So if you haven't ever downloaded that app, it's kind of fun. Play around with it. I'm not endorsing it at all. I'm just saying, you know, it's fun to have your phone sing to you.
Now, did you use it like that when you drove to Orlando to Disney? Was it on the singing voice the whole time?
Okay.
I just have to ask that.
Well, we had two different ones going on because we had, like, you know, the normal Apple, you know, maps or whatever, and then Jason had his on, and I was like, we had to switch at one point, and we turned mine on, and he was like, what the? And when it started singing, and I was like, oh, sorry. So I did have to change it.
Sure.
Mickey's voice would have been great.
True.
Turn here.
Did you know you can?
Yes. That would have been awesome.
Oh, that would have been precious. Yes.
You can make your own little voice set on Waze.
You can?
Yeah, you can say whatever you want and it'll tie it to.
That could be really funny and
dangerous.
Really dangerous.
Dangerous, man.
Man. Well, speaking of singing, Sheena and I are kind of giddy right now because when you told us that you were in the acapella group, we were just like, you know, during the break, like, this is awesome. Should we just go rogue with the show now and talk about these things? Which I think is great because when you look at the Alabama model, that's part of emotional wellness and spirituality and social engagement is finding those extracurricular activities that are just fun. And I mean this like in the best way, but not always work.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So with your acapella group, I'm curious, what kind of songs do y'all sing? Do y'all do mashups like Pitch Perfect?
We don't. We do some mashups.
Really? Okay.
It's not all mashups.
Uh-huh.
Yes, and then how long do y'all, like, I need to know all the logistics. Like, yes, so, like, mashups, like, how often do y'all practice together? When's your next performance? Yeah, lay it all out for us, man.
Okay. Well, so we sing just a wide variety of songs. This is usually our concert for this time, for this semester is, like, towards the holidays. And so often we'll sing Christmas songs.
Mm-hmm.
This year we're singing White Winter Hymnal.
Oh,
And
fancy.
We're singing Use Somebody, an acapella version of that. We're singing Crazy. We're singing just we pick our songs based on the arrangements that we have, and we vote on them as a group.
I was just going to ask you that, like how you pick a song, because I could imagine that with an acapella group, it's probably important to look at the arrangement because of the harmony.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm just going to put this out there. BTS, Permission to Dance and Butter would be great because, first of all, it's in English, so you don't really have to learn any Korean. Although, if y'all did learn Korean, that would be amazing.
Bonus points.
Okay, we might have to check back in.
Okay. Mind drop moment, for sure.
Yeah, check back in. But our next performance is this Sunday at 10. We're performing at the TED Talks.
Oh, nice.
Oh, awesome. Okay.
Yeah, so that's at Houston at 10 a.m. Okay.
How many people are in the group? Like, how many acapella members do you have?
We have, I want to say, 16.
Okay.
Four of each voice part.
Is it like Glee, where you do dance numbers? I'm
that
just
would
curious.
That would be so fun.
It would be.
No.
I choreograph, and I have been known to choreograph some stuff, so if you need a choreographer.
So you could give me your business card?
I could. Yes,
okay.
I very well could.
This is what this show is all about, making connections.
Networking.
And so, no, I love that. And, you know, you've definitely established that you are a well-rounded person. You're, you know, active in a lot of different things. And so, you know, when it comes to sharing wisdom to your fellow students, the fellow listeners, you know, what advice would you have for a student who is looking to get involved or is maybe worried that getting involved would affect academics? You know, because I think there, you know, is this thought process that those that are involved in extracurricular activities are actually academically stronger.
Mm-hmm.
So kind of what's your thought on that? What would your advice be to the fellow student who is, you know, thinking about getting involved but kind of nervous about that?
Yeah. My advice, I think, would be I personally kind of struggled to find something on campus that I could really throw my passion into. I only found Project Health. I joined spring of my sophomore year.
Mm-hmm.
So I was just in acapella for that first year, and that was great to start and get more comfortable. But then Project Health really solidified that and made me extra comfortable, and my advice is to just find something like Project Tell It Was for me. Something that you really care about, that you are willing and able to throw yourself into and really dedicate some time. Because it's easy to, I found it was easy to be a part of a lot of different clubs and go to the weekly meetings, but not do anything extra for them outside of those meetings. And so my advice is to just try and pick something that you really care about and go above and beyond.
And I think a good place to start, I was just thinking, you know, as an advisor for campus organizations, go to the source. If you have never looked at the source to see all, I mean, I don't even know how many organizations we have. It's got to be like well over 100.
I think it's close to over 400 now.
That many, yeah. See, I mean, like, there's got to be something for everybody. Mm-hmm. And I feel like it's just taking that one step, kind of like you're saying. Like, think about kind of what you like. Go on there and just kind of search and see what you would want to be a part of. And in my experience, groups have been very open to having, you know, newcomers coming in. And and even if you're listening to the show and Project Health sounds pretty cool, you've seen the Health Hut around. Is that the Health Hut?
Yeah,
just want to make sure. you know, jump in and ask them a question, like talk to them, right?
Yeah. Any of our members at any of our tables, Health Hut ambassadors, Healthy Minds, our advocates, anyone would be happy to talk to you about the application process, what it's like to be a member of Project Health, and what their experience has been like.
And also, too, I'm going to throw this out there. If you were to go on the Source website and you had this thought of, like, a specific student group, and you're like, oh, surely they're in the directory. And if they are not, you can create that group. You know, that's what's great, is that new student orgs are being created all the time. I think, you know, if you can find a faculty or professional staff member that's willing to serve as an advisor and sees that passion that you have for a particular type of student organization, they make that process really easy and very structured. And the Source provides a lot of resources to make sure that students are successful with that and, you know, have very tangible goals about what their expectations are for the groups. I want to throw that out there too. If you're like, oh man, Sheen and Whitney are liars, they said that there'd be something I could find. It's like, well, if you can't find it, you can make it.
Yeah, that's right. And I'm kind of curious. I mean, we're kind of coming down to our last few minutes here. A really serious question that's listed on our notes. And just as we've gotten to know Levi, what is next for Levi? I mean, like, what's your future going to look like after graduation? I'm curious.
Yeah. I wish that I could tell the future, and I knew for sure.
Don't we all?
Yeah. Hopefully, I will be going to med school after I graduate in the spring of 2023. So hopefully, I'll be going in that fall 2023. And hopefully, one day I can be a psychiatrist.
Do you have any school in mind that you'd like to attend?
I am not 100% sure. Honestly, right now, I am in the mindset that I'll just go anywhere.
It's a thought that's there. It's
anywhere that, like, lets me in.
Because
it's hard to get into med schools.
Well,
I guess if I had my... I'm sorry.
Oh, no, go ahead. No, I'm sorry. No, so if you had your wish, what would that be?
If I had my wish, I think UAB is a fabulous med school, and WashU in St. Louis. I've, like, grown up around that part of town. I love it, and I love WashU, and that would be incredible.
Awesome. That's awesome. And that was just, you kind of read my mind, because I was curious if you wanted to stay in the South when it came to med school or not. And so the fact that you name dropped UAB lets me know that you're open to staying in Alabama. So that's good
Pretty
to know.
Pretty cool. Yeah.
But Levi, oh my goodness, thank you so much for being with us today. We really appreciate your time, especially with a busy schedule. But y'all, we got to take a break, and then Whitney and I are wrapping up the show. You are listening to Fit to Be Tied with Sheen and Whitney on 90.7 The Capstone.
WVUA-FM, Tuscaloosa.
Welcome back. You are listening to Fit to Be Tied with Sheena and Whitney on 90.7 The Capstone. And Whitney,
yes.
As you know, we were about to record this last segment, we were thinking, like, what could we talk about? So, you know, I want to definitely make mention, we've mentioned this on the show before, that you and I are the same age.
We are.
You know, mm-hmm. I'm a November baby, you're a December mm-hmm. baby.
That's right.
So it is less than a month until I turn 37. And the Ooh. Other day, my husband, Terry, was asking me, you know, what I wanted my birthday dessert to be.
Oh.
You know, sometimes I kind of switch around with the type of cake that I want or whatever else. Uh-huh. And so this year, I'm going with a cheesecake.
Interesting.
There's this cheesecake that's actually served at Southern Ale House. It was Ooh. There when the restaurant was Desperado's in that same
oh, yeah.
location. And it's literally called That Cheesecake.
Ooh.
And so the website's That Cheesecake, and it's by Tammy Smith. And so if you go to Facebook, it's thatcheesecake.com.
Wow.
Because it's so well known. And so I'm kind of excited about it, but I wanted to ask, like, what is your dessert of choice? I mean, other than ice cream,
right.
or is ice cream like the main one?
You know, ice cream is always going to be my first love,
uh-huh.
and I could never give that up. But I really like, I mean, I like anything sweet, but lately I've really been into like a cobbler type of feel
yeah, okay.
because of the holidays coming
yeah.
up and because of the change in season. I really like berry stuff, so like blueberry cobbler,
mm-hmm.
and then I can add the ice cream to it.
Exactly.
So it kind of is the best of both worlds. But I mean, anything that's like a warm dessert with ice cream is, I think that's kind of my favorite thing.
Yeah.
I'm not a big like pudding or banana pudding. People
uh-huh.
will be like, oh my gosh, really? I'm like, no, I don't really care for that. Cake is good, but I like the warm dessert
mm-hmm.
with the ice cream. I think it complements so well. And it just kind of gets me in the mood for holiday season.
Yes.
You know?
Yes. Yes.
So 37.
I know.
How do you feel about that?
I have.
How's your mental health?
I have a lot of feelings because, like, 36 is, you know, it's 36. But something about 37,
right.
there is, like this aura over it that I cannot explain.
It's weird. I feel the same way. Like, like you said, 36, you're not that far from 35. But when you hit 37, you're like, okay, 40. I'm next is 40. Like, I'm
mm-hmm.
there. But in a weird way, I don't know what's happened to my mentality or thinking, but I'm, like, kind of okay with it. I'm okay with knowing that I am kind of at this point in my life that I don't really care as much. I
uh-huh.
mean, like, I'm just kind of okay with, like, not caring about things that I used to care about. I'm more leveled out and balanced, I feel like.
I agree. And, you know, I was reading an article the other day talking about, like, our generation of, you know, 80s babies, like
mm-hmm.
late 70s babies, where we kind of had this best of both worlds where,
mm-hmm.
you know, we, you know, have been influenced by the internet, but we also know what it's like to go back to the basics of
yeah.
like some cassette tapes,
mm-hmm.
you know, rewinding that sucker with a pencil, Ataris, like, you
Be
know.
Be kind, rewind.
Yeah,
take
we
your
know what it's like
to
not have a cell phone where our parents were mm-hmm. calling us constantly. And, you know, you kind of had to be creative with like letting somebody know like how to contact
yeah.
you. And so, I don't know. So I do appreciate that. But yeah, the
mm-hmm.
number 37 is kind of,
It is
yeah.
a little weird. But then, like, I think 38 to me doesn't seem as weird as 37. It's
Agreed.
Like you've kind of, like, jumped that weird milestone of, like, okay, I'm on my way to 40. I had issues when I turned 20 because I remember thinking, oh my gosh, like 20? Like, I'm not
uh-huh.
young, quote unquote. I'm not like a teenager anymore. I remember that hit me harder than 30. 30, I was like, well, I kind of like this
yeah.
30 or whatever.
Oh, yeah.
But that was kind of weird. But yeah, I get what you're saying. And I'm coming up in December. So it's
yes.
just that time of year.
So once I hit it on November 3rd, I'll let you know what it feels like. I'll give you a heads up. We'll definitely tell the listeners about that. But y'all,
right.
enjoy your Sunday, especially if you're not turning 37 today. But if you are, happy birthday. You have been listening to Fit to Be Tied with Sheena and Whitney on 90.7 The Capstone.
WVUA-FM, Tuscaloosa.